Chapter 54. Major Gannon looked at his watch. There were four men in the room with him, and there were two more on the way. He grunted impatiently. He was in a ground floor room at Wellington Barracks, just 300 yards from Buckingham Palace. The barracks were the base of the five regiments of the Queen's Household Division, the Irish, Scots, Welsh, Grenadier and Coldstream Guards, who were tasked with protecting the royal palaces. The SAS used the barracks on an ad hoc basis, and there had been two members of the regiment there when he arrived. He had called another two troopers who were due to be on duty at the Westfield Shopping Mall in White City that morning. Four would probably be enough to take the house, but he needed drivers and had been allowed to requisition two members of the Coldstream Guards. The guardsmen could barely contain their enthusiasm at being involved in an SAS operation and were sitting together at the back of the room, dressed in casual jackets and jeans. The SAS troopers already there were Kevin, Bert Reynolds, and Ricky Mustard Coleman. Gannon knew Reynolds of old. He had been with the regiment for close to 10 years, but it was the first time Gannon had met Coleman, who had only been with the SAS for 2 months. Coleman was preparing for his first Syrian posting with the regiment and was growing a beard and spending hours a day on a tanning bed so that he would blend in with the locals as soon as he arrived. Gannon heard footsteps in the corridor outside. Then Mike Travis and Chris Wheeler appeared. Travis was big for an SAS trooper, almost 6 feet 6 tall, though he was spindly thin with arms that always appeared slightly too long for his jackets. He had acquired the nickname Thrombo on SAS selection, after one of the directing staff had called him a slow-moving clot. Wheeler had been given the kinder nickname of Three. Both men were SAS veterans, in their late 30s with ice-cold eyes but easy smiles, always ready with a joke, but more than capable of carrying out any task they were given.
"Sorry about the short notice," said Gannon.
"It's all kick-bollock-scramble."
"No problem, boss," said Wheeler.
Wheeler and Travis had been tasked with providing undercover protection at the Westfield Shopping Centre after MI5 had picked up chatter that a group of homegrown jihadists were planning an attack there. They spent the day wandering around the mall with Glocks in underarm holsters and were both keen to get involved with real work.
"Right, let's get to work," he said. "Gather round."
The two guardsmen came over and Gannon introduced them.
"This is Roger and Luke. They'll be driving. We have a Range Rover and a Volvo. Thrombo and Three will be with me in the Range Rover. Luke will be driving us. Bert and Mustard will be with Roger in the Volvo. We'll be driving to the target house in Ealing. Luke and Roger will stay with the vehicles while we do the necessary. When we come out, Thrombo and I will take the hostages to the Range Rover. Three, Bert and Mustard go to the Volvo. We then return to Wellington Barracks. Any questions so far?"
The two guardsmen were clearly perplexed at the use of nicknames, but they both shook their heads. Gannon spread a map out on a table. He had marked the house that Pritchard had identified and marked a route from where they were. The six men leant over to get a better look as Gannon ran his finger along the roads leading to the target. He also had printouts taken from Google Earth and Google Maps, showing a satellite view of the house and its surroundings, and a photograph of the front of the building. The house was in the middle of a terrace, with a small yard behind that led to an alley.
"We have two small shaped charges, and will go in front and back simultaneously. We have flashbangs, but we'll only use them if we have to."
"Night vision?" asked Travis. "There should be enough light getting in from the street," said Gannon. "Now, so far as hostiles go, we haven't the time to mount any sort of surveillance operation, so we don't know how many are in there. We're told that there were probably three men involved in the abduction, but there could be more or fewer in there now. The hostages are Amanda Hurst and her daughter Sophie. Sophie is 6 years old, so any male on the premises is to be regarded as hostile."
He had a head and shoulders photograph of Mrs. Hurst, taken from her passport application, and he tapped it with his finger. The four men nodded.
"As soon as we have the hostages, we're out of there. No hanging about."
"What about the police?" asked Coleman.
"They're holding back several streets away," said Gannon. As soon as we move out, they will move in and secure the location. So, any more questions? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Are we looking to be taken prisoners, boss? Asked Wheeler.
It'd be nice if we had at least one prisoner to interrogate, but our prime mission is to get the hostages.
He checked that they were all happy, then he nodded.
Right, let's get this done.